All right, well, let's move on here to Kathy, who's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Kathy, what's on your mind?
All right, thank you. I have osteopenia and acid reflux, and I am interested in trying to grow back some bone. I've heard that if I take strontium with calcium that I can do this. Is that right?
Ma'am, I want everybody to know that I did not, nobody had paid Kathy to give us a call, but it just so happens that the January issue, excuse me, the February issue of Green Medicine Newsletter is entitled Reverse Osteoporosis. No kidding, ma'am, because back in last year, yet another woman came in who'd been using something I'll tell you about shortly, and it does include that strontium you were talking about. But she'd been using that for 6 years. She started out being osteoporotic, never mind osteopenic. Osteoporosis, by the way, folks, is the worst situation. Osteopenia just means you're losing some bone, but you haven't got osteoporosis yet. She went from osteoporosis all the way to normal in 6 years. Now, it did take 6 years, and most people who've done it, and the reason I can say most is I've worked with a number of women who've just totally reversed their situation. Most, it does take 4 to 6 years, but the nice thing is that after as little as 7 to 12 months, that's been the quickest, the DEXA scan has shown an improvement. And it hardly ever, ever shows a worsening. It just starts getting better and gets better and gets better from there. Now, we have to address this low stomach acid, I'm sorry, this acid reflux thing. One of the things that leads to osteopenia and osteoporosis so often is low stomach acid. Because if we happen to have low stomach acid, the food isn't completely digested. The minerals, no matter what the mineral is that's in the organic matrix to begin with, and I don't mean organic food in this case, although that's better. Organic matrix just means the minerals that are surrounded by all the plant and animal material. Well, those minerals can't be extracted from the organic matrix as well, so we don't have as many minerals to absorb. And not only that, the amino acids don't get broken out of the protein and so forth. It's usually due, when we have both those things together, to the stomach isn't making so much acid anymore, and that happens to many of us. I mentioned early in the program the Mayo Clinic report from the 1930s that showed by the time we get to be 60, half of us don't have enough acid in the stomach to be comparable to a young adult, and many of us don't have enough acid to digest things well at all. So for that, it's because it is going to have a bearing on getting your bones better. You want to digest stuff. I'd suggest you get in to see a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And since the only place that I'm aware of that does stomach acid testing with a pumping the stomach way is at Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, I'd suggest you think about that anyway and having your stomach acid tested and seeing if you should be using hydrochloric acid, pepsin with meals. Folks, everything slows down with time. We've all heard that. We can't run as fast. We might need reading glasses. Our hormones drop off, and so we need bioidentical hormone replacement. And one of the things that many of us need happens to be replacement stomach acid because we've just gotten older. That's just facts of life, and all this acid blocking stuff is just absolute patent medicine nonsense.
Can I say that I did read your book, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. And I have been taking some pepsin acid pills or HCL pills. But my problem is I'm a vegetarian, and I think, as I recall in your book, you said that you needed to take it with animal protein. So I haven't been sure. I'm sure I'm not taking it correctly. I'm not sure how much to take being a vegetarian.
Right. One needs to take more with animal protein. But remember, even 21-year-old vegetarians have got lots of stomach acid, and so we need to take at least some. It's just that we need to take more when we digest animal protein. That's all. It's not to take it at all with vegetables.
Okay. So
Okay.
take
Here
it
you go.
what? Take it with vegetables, but only take it till my stomach starts to I feel that burning or.
No. Usually, now this does not work for everybody, but usually people take the hydrochloric acid pepsin and they quit having acid reflux. And that happens with between 2 and 3, up to 4 and 5 capsules per meal. And so if you take one or two, and I would if it were me, just to be on the safe side, I don't want to burn my stomach, and you don't have any burning in your stomach, which most people don't, if it's taken with the food. You don't take it and then just let it sit there. It's got to be some food first and then some of that and so forth. And you might be wanting to talk to a doctor who knows about all this too. But getting back to this, then if you can get up to 4 or 5 with eating your largest vegetable meal and it doesn't bother your stomach acid, then it doesn't bother your stomach any, I'd stay there. But if you remember from early in the program, I was telling someone, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name if you're still listening, sorry, that some of us, the stomach lining is so weak that we take even one hydrochloric acid pill and it burns and we think, oh, maybe I don't need it. It's very much like what happens to some ladies after the menopause, where perfectly normal sex never hurt them before, and after the menopause, ow, that hurts. Of course, her hormones have dropped, and she starts bioidentical hormones, builds up the lining of the area, and what do you know? It doesn't hurt anymore like it did before. Well, same thing with the stomach. Sometimes we have to build up the stomach lining, and there is a listing of six things that we give to people who need to build up their stomach linings. And they take those for 6 or 8 weeks, and now their stomachs can handle hydrochloric acid, pepsin, just fine, thank you, in almost all cases. Now, let's get to, after we've gotten it digested, what's next? Well, when strontium research first hit the media was in the early 2000s, and that was because somebody combined the strontium, which is a totally natural item. It's a mineral in the same family as calcium. Somebody combined the strontium with something patentable so they could patent the silly stuff. And so even though Mayo Clinic had used natural strontium in the 1960s and found that, I know I get annoyed at this, and found that it really made a difference to osteoporosis, proven on x-rays, nobody publicized that. 1960s. And yet when this 2000 research came out with a patentable form, oh my, it was all over everywhere. Okay, but it also caused problems because it was combined with a molecule that is not found in nature. It actually led to a few deaths, and so it never made it to the United States here because those deaths occurred before FDA was done getting paid the fee to consider it. So there is still natural strontium, and there's natural calcium and magnesium in the form that is absorbable even in people who have low stomach acid. It's called the citrate form, strontium citrate, strontium and magnesium citrate, calcium citrate. So anyway, after those deaths occurred, this is 2003 or so, I put together a totally natural formula so that if this stuff ever did come to our country, the patentable strontium, there would be a safe alternative, and it's called Osteomins. If you haven't heard of that, it's O-S-T-E-O -MINS. Do you have that, ma'am?
I have that. I actually bought that
yay,
a little while ago. And so I, according to the bottle, you take 2 capsules in the morning.
That's the AM bottle.
The AM bottle. So I just take the 2 in the morning with my calcium and that's it? Or
no, ma'am. That's the Osteomins AM. The other one is Osteomins PM, and that's a big bottle. And it's a big bottle because that citrate molecule that helps things to absorb, even if the stomach acid is low, it helps. That citrate molecule is a big old molecule. And so for the PM bottle, one has to take 4 with lunch and 4 with dinner. And the AM bottle, you use 2 in the morning with breakfast. And the AM bottle has the strontium, but the PM bottle has the calcium and magnesium. And that's not all it has, ma'am. It has everything else that's ever been found to help rebuild bones in it. No kidding. We do update the thing. And that's the one which, when it first came out, one woman after 7 months and the second woman after 12 months, they decided to get DEXA scans done again. And what do you know? They were both on their way towards normal. They certainly weren't normal in just 7 to 12 months, but they had improved. And that's the same one that this woman who came in last year and showed me all her bone scans, and she'd improved from osteoporosis to normal, that she used.
That's fantastic. So all I need then is to pick up the PM bottle, and then I don't need to buy any more calcium because that's included in the PM, correct?
Absolutely correct, and it's included in the very most absorbable form, and that is important.
Good. That's great. That's excellent. Okay. And so my acid reflux sounds like I need to get tested, but in the meantime, I should be probably taking more of the HCL than I am, because I'm only taking like one or two with a meal, and I feel nothing. I feel like I could take more if I needed to. So maybe just take more of the HCL pill.
Do be cautious, ma'am, but yeah, take more. And if it does happen to burn, remember that doesn't mean you don't need it. It doesn't mean you do need it. That's when you really need to get tested and find out if you do. But if you get that burning, you can put that out with a little bicarbonate of soda. That just neutralizes the acidity.
Okay. So even though I'm a vegetarian, I can take more than just a couple of pills.
Yes, ma'am. Right? Okay. Yes, and you probably know that vegetarians, when compared with meat eaters, usually have stronger bones when they're 70. No kidding. So the digestion absorption must be a factor in your case.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I think I'm very happy about that. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all that.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and good luck to you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.